Yeah, that is true, but our play is camping. We have a 36.5 foot travel trailer, and it's our home away from home. My wife is planning on retiring next year, so we'll spread our wings a little bit then. We go every month during the camping season. We used to go to state parks, but they raised the rates from 30 a day to 50 a day, which put it close to what it costs to be able to go to private campgrounds. As a matter of fact, this next trip, which is our first trip, is going to be at a private campground. And state parks, $50 a day, and you get electric as far as hookup, whereas the private park is $55 a day, and you get full hookup. So I can't justify staying at a state park when you can pay a little bit more and get full hookup.
Well, when we had our kids younger, we had a Coleman Brandywine pop-up camper and did a lot of camping. But my God, $50 a day for a state park. Wow. I recall paying like $15 and $25, but oh my golly. Everything's got to go up, I guess. But anymore, we try and stay at a state park lodge. They're not too expensive. But once again, we do most of our traveling on river boats. But when we go to South Haven and Grand Haven and Saugatuck and so forth, we don't mind spending money staying in a nice hotel. Hot and cold water, nothing to clean up when you're gone. Just give them the key and say goodbye.